From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Georgina Council will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the new council chambers at the Replacement Civic Center, with options to attend virtually or in person. The agenda includes the 2025 audit plan, an update on the 2026 beachfront vendor locations, and the annual drinking water summary report. Officials highlighted that Ontario's municipal drinking water remains highly reliable, with 99.9% of tests meeting provincial standards last year, according to the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. Newmarket Council has given tentative approval to new rules allowing more additional rental units, including detached units, on residential properties. The changes aim to expand affordable housing options while setting clear guidelines on size, height, and placement, and would also permit privately serviced units on larger lots. Mayor John Taylor said the plan strikes a balance between increasing housing supply and addressing neighborhood impacts. Barrie police are warning residents after a courier-style fraud in the city's South End left two elderly victims with about $1,000 in losses. Investigators say the victims were called by someone posing as a bank employee, told their cards were compromised, and instructed to hand them over to a courier who would later use them for fraudulent purchases. Police say similar scams are increasing, urging residents to verify unsolicited calls and never give out banking information or cards to anyone claiming to collect them. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.